And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, Squiddies. We are here in my office, and also Tony's in his office. Tony is from There Is a Bear podcast, and he's joined me once again without two other of his cohorts, just solo for today. How you doing, Tony?
Doing okay. Happy, what is today? Sunday, recording Sunday. Yeah. Happy Sunday to you.
Yes, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. They don't call it the Mayo Clinic. They call it the Mayo Clinic. So it's, I had a shot of mayonnaise for Cinco de Mayo. Then I realized it wasn't mayo and
it was mayo.
I had a shot of mayo for nothing.
It's supposed to help coat your inside, I think.
It coats the arteries really, really well.
Yeah. I mean, I like mayo when I do like a Burger King, you know, and the regular it's like one of those long sandwiches, it's like a chicken sandwich and it has like mayo on it.
I love those chicken sandwiches. All right, so do you get the chicken sandwich? I usually don't get cheese, but I'll get the chicken sandwich and I'll get onion rings on the side.
Yeah.
Freaking love their onion rings and then their dipping sauce. But it's so good.
I don't know if your Burger King has this, but we have what they call halvesies.
I got a halvesie right now just talking to you. So.
Well, no, besides that, it's half onion rings, half French fries. So they put half and half in there. So
we have chicken fries. You know, I haven't checked into the half fries, half onion rings. That sounds pretty good, though.
It's really good. We call it. So I usually have like the chicken sandwich, and it's usually like the chicken sandwich, mayo, and lettuce, and then
I believe it's pronounced mayo. Thank you.
Mayo. Sorry, mayo. Mijo.
But, it's aioli. It's just mayonnaise with extra steps.
don't worry, folks. You know we are old men. We call shouting at the iCloud. Yeah,
old man shakes fist at cloud.
Shakes fist at cloud. You know we're Indian. Yeah. we have Indian names for today.
Chief, no regret.
Chief, no balls in hand. No.
No balls. You can never make a decision.
Oh, dude. Speaking of which, I didn't see this movie, but I seen a clip of this movie. Stuff. It's called Bone Tomahawk.
I don't know what that is. That sounds
Kurt
scary.
Kurt Russell's in it.
Is it a horror movie? I know you like horror movies. Is it a horror movie?
I do like horror movies, but this is more like I'm not going to say Colonel Mustard, but I mean
like a Clue type of thing?
No. It's like a Wild West kind of like okay. Colonel Custard, you know? Like Colonel Custard goes against like with the like Indians.
Okay.
But they get captured by said Indians, but the Indians are doing the real like scalping and they show the scalping. Ooh. But they do this other thing. But then when I mentioned like the no balls, cause they grab the guy upside down and then they chop him all the way down and trying to get like Kurt Russell, which is the colonel, to give away the location of a thing, I believe. I don't know, but
is that like in conjunction with what the hell's that movie with Mel Gibson? You know what movie I'm talking about where he's They'll take whatever, but they'll never take our freedom. That
guy. Braveheart.
Braveheart. Yeah.
Yeah.
The part where they, you know, they may never take his freedom, but they'll take his ball. So was like he part of that movie then? Like was he one of the guys who was, you know?
No, he wasn't.
From
but
the bottom to the top, and then you know, mean
because
Mr.
there
Custer,
there is a there is a horror movie, that since you brought it up, there is a horror movie called Terrifier. So,
terrifying.
Oh yeah, no, this is like there's two now. A third one is completed, actually. So that I don't know when that's going to come out. Probably in around Halloween, I think. I'm not sure.
A trilogy, then. Okay.
Terrifier. Yeah.
Terrifying movies.
So give you the folks that you probably know about it, but some people probably don't want to know about it. So Terrifier is a clown, which is his name is Art the Clown, and really he doesn't talk, you know, he's black and white, you know, he has like the little hat, you know, walks around.
Is he like Steamboat Willie type of black and white? Because that Steamboat Willie is scary to me, I kid you not. Those gigantic eyes.
Yeah. No, but he's I'll show you a picture. Let me get a picture of him first, and then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
God, I don't want to know. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared, Dre.
Don't be scared. Well, you're with me. Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll hold hands.
Hold me closer, tattoo squiddy.
The squid's holding my hand.
So would this clown also go against Pennywise, like in a fight to the death? Who would you pick between this clown and Pennywise?
You know, it's a toss-up because...
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Good.
It is a toss-up.
Number one on the board. Ding! All right.
So, this is what... I don't know if you can see it. I should... hold on. See?
Okay.
You know, the glare and all that.
Yeah, that looks that's creepy. That's pretty creepy.
So
yeah.
So
I like
the first
it. Like it. But, creepy. I'm gonna go to sleep now and
but the whole thing is gory as hell. You know, like he stuffed somebody in an Italian pizzeria, stuffed a guy in the oven and just like cooks him up and then puts his head like on a counter and is like, here, give me a tip kind of thing.
How is that normal, or how is that different from any other normal day in a New York pizzeria? Let's be honest.
Well, no, it's like you don't have the real pizza Italian guy in there, but he actually can hide it in
the pizza sauce. It's still red.
He grabbed like this girl. We call it, he was trailing like two girls, and one was like
one cup. Yeah.
Nah, don't start that again. And I'm going to have nightmares again. So,
you're welcome.
So then they had, you know, the upside down the girl, and then all of a sudden he has like a hacksaw and he's just hacking so like all the way down. And he's just like, you know, not making any noise, just like laughing like instinctively. But so then there's a second one because apparently he died at the end, but then in a morgue, but then he wakes up and then he kills the mortician and, you know, starts off the second one. And then now there's supposed to be a third one. So, but there is talk that people that go and see this movie in the movie theater, they will come out like fainting or throwing up or because it's so gory. And
sounds like my sex life. And throwing up. But that's usually me because I exert way too much effort for very little outcome.
And then there's that song that comes up and goes, I, you know, you're in a fetal position and it's like, no, what was it?
I'm sorry. So sorry.
No, but what's that? The comedian that makes like Ace Ventura. You know, like the Ace Ventura thing where he's like,
oh,
she's a man. Like, she's a man. And like,
right. That's probably how they feel about me at the end of, I was like,
Oh, and speaking, well, I was going to say speaking of puking, but it's not that.
I'm glad I can help you in your segue.
Well, no, because I want to say congratulations to Haley for having a baby.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know if it's a baby boy or baby girl, but congrats all for having a human being pop out of her.
Yeah, congratulations, Haley. She, we were for a while, like we were in touch with Haley for a while, and then the podcast just kind of started to drift away a little bit. But I do remember Haley. She used to be
podcast. Yeah, I think she has another one. I think she made a new one up. I think.
Okay.
I think I got it here.
I know she'd been going through a lot of changes lately too, and so I'm happy to hear about that though. That's a huge positive thing for her.
Oh, yeah, she has one called You'll Be Fine. So it's
Yep, I've heard of that one.
I think it's more like a mental health podcast, kind of like 2010 Minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I haven't seen anything from 22 Minutes in quite a while, but I know he's been saying that, I might not be on podcasting for a while, or he might quit. I don't know.
I vaguely remember him talking about taking like a break, or at least decreasing his schedule. Yeah, he'd been going through a lot of shit too, poor guy. And
yeah. He has like mental illness himself, but certain things, and but God love him, Miko, that he would, you know, he puts it out there. He says he's not a professional person, but
right, not like a
anybody that does have some kind of issue, he'll try to help him out. He donates to 911. You know, like whatever money he does get, the proceeds go to the suicide hotline. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, yeah, there. Yeah. What is it? 811? Is that the number? Oh, gosh,
I'm not even sure.
Look that here. Yeah, I want to get that right because that is important.
But folks, if you do have some kind of, if you feel like the world's against you, or if you don't think that nobody can be able to help you, there is people that can help you. I'm not a professional, neither is Tony. We're just, you know,
far from
we're
it.
Just saying that everybody needs help somewhere down the line.
The hot number, if you do need to call, just pick up the phone, dial 988. 988. Yeah. That is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. They'll get in touch with you right then and there.
Yeah,
even just talking about it, like, you know, between you and me or with Tim and anybody else, really, like, sometimes that's all you need. And if I can share a personal story, I'll try and keep it brief because I could talk all fucking day.
So
in one of my previous jobs, I wasn't even a counselor. I wasn't an advisor. I was basically just like a hired goon to process stuff. And so, I would also take phone calls and talk to students. And one of the students I was talking with, there was an issue with their financial aid, and they were having like a crisis basically because they didn't know how to pay for their tuition. It was a lot about money and about like how they are getting so close to being done with school, but yet the goal was so far away and they just felt so much pressure and so on and so forth. And basically the student's like, I'm at the end of my rope and I'm going to do the thing I don't want to do. And I want to take my life. And at that point, this conversation is no longer about financial aid. That's what I used to do, was financial aid.
Yeah.
So nothing to do with financial aid anymore. This is just about being a human. And yeah. we talked for about a half hour. And at the end of that half hour, like I just related to them and you know, they were very willing to be open, as I was trying to be as open as I could be too, and still remain professional. But at the end of that conversation, the student said, you know, I think I just needed to talk to somebody, and I'm not going to do what I said I was going to do. So thank you for talking. And that has been probably the greatest moment of my career. And all it was just talking to somebody, just talking, listening, and just, you know, responding, you know, and again, just listening. So,
I mean, that's what most people can do right now. It's like, you know, if somebody has a problem, you know, just sit there, listen, you know, that they just want somebody to listen and have that ear, you know, to, but also if you have something that can relate to that person or some way of, you know, of going on, then, you know, it helps out.
There's a power in being relatable in having something just to say, like, I know what you mean. Now, here's kind of a weird thing to me alone. I think I do understand that that's a very powerful phrase and it's a very powerful statement and it's a very powerful knowledge. For some reason, it does not have that effect on me at all. Like somebody can say, you're not alone. And I can think, well, that's fine and dandy. And I hope that they're doing well, but I'm fucking suffering right now and this shit ain't going to change. So kind of weird like that, I guess. I don't know. But for the majority of people, it's comforting to know that, you know, you're not the only one. And maybe it's just the thought of this is not, or this is maybe more common than you feel, than you think, and it can be resolved. And I think some people just want a resolution, whether it's the whole thing is taken care of, or if it's, you know, just some little piece where they can grab onto and like just grab a hold so that they can get their own footing and carry on.
Yeah.
How did we go down this road, man?
Yeah. Well, you know, cause we're talking about 2010 minutes and Haley and they got the stuff. So I figured, yeah, we put our little 2 cents in there.
Anybody change for $5?
But that, it was kind of weird that we gone from like horror movies and splitting down the middle to, you know, calling 988. Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it may feel like that type of scenario is, you know, where your life is going to be, and then you just feel like it's either going to be the end of it, or I gotta find a way out. And you know, horror movies can.
Everybody has like a release, you know, whether it's, you know, mine was at one point drinking, you know, that bottle was always like, all right, that's who I'm going to talk to for the rest of the night, or get like so many more of his friends to come by and hang out. But I mentioned this to you, I think, in the past week or about, you know, wife passing away and everything else. And everybody else has a different way of coping with it. They talk to people. They go to psychiatrists or whatever. Me, I'm like, I get tattooed because that's like therapy for me. Because I can sit there in a chair, get tattooed wherever, blah blah blah, and you know, certain areas I'm not gonna do. But you know,
you're not gonna get a nut rod and a giant, like, you're not gonna get a ruler for your dick.
No, I'm not gonna be like D. Snyder. We call it on Strangeland, you know, that the movie where he has like the bridge of his nose, like all like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's like pierced all the way down here. But then he's like, oh, I got my nutsack all pierced. And I'm like, oh no. I'm like, nah. I mean, I had piercings, like dermal piercings, like right here.
Oh.
And which is funny because my friend Jerry, he came by to visit when I was in Pennsylvania. And, you know, he's a huge Batman fanatic. So he goes, I want a Batman. So he had the Batman symbol and all that, but he wanted like a huge Batman like silhouette kind of thing. And he does that. So I'm like, I want to get tattooed, but there was no time. But then the piercer just comes over and goes, hey, you want to get pierced? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Why not? Fuck it. Let's go for it. You know, and there I am sitting there, like in the chair, and this is the worst.
Going to town.
Yeah, but this is the worst thing that you can ever happen. We call it the piercer has anxieties about piercing.
What?
So, yeah. So.
Oh no.
So.
It, okay, that's. That's like saying a basketball player who's going to get millions of dollars
nah.
has anxiety about touching a ball.
Nah. So
it's bread and butter.
So we're sitting there, but the only thing, no, and the reason why, and he explained this though.
Yeah.
Like regular people, he's kind of weirded out, you know, because he can't take criticism from somebody. Like if he does it wrong, they're going to be like, oh, what the hell is this? This is not what I asked for. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and again, we're going getting back to almost the, you know, we were talking about, like, you know, talking about people that have mental issues. He has somewhat of a mental issue with other people that is like a regular person. But anybody that's like weird or just like anybody that I'm not going to say weird, but somebody that dresses differently or acts differently, we call it he's okay with. You know,
they just have their own vision of their own expression.
Yeah, yeah. So he knows what that person wants to do. But if it's like somebody like clean cut that wants something like a dermal piercing or whatever, I'm not saying I'm clean cut to anything. You know, I'm like weird what? As it is.
No, your scalp is very clean cut. I like that.
I mean, I gotta shave it more, you know, because I got that oh, it's back there. But yeah, I got the little shaver that has like a 7-head thing, you know, ooh, so it gets everywhere, you know. And I saw it on an ad, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go and see if I can get that, and I did, and I tried it out. I'm like, oh, fucking works great, you know.
You get sponsored by this company, you think? Because we're trying to get sponsored by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, and so far it's not happening, but goddamn, we love that drink. Anyway, sorry.
Wait, hold on. Let me grab that thing then. Let's see what happens. Hold on.
So, yeah, because, like, your shave, it looks really good. I haven't done that with mine. I've lost. Oh, wow. Okay, I think I've seen it before. I think I've seen that before.
So
it looks like something that came like a futuristic anti.
So it plugs in. Yeah. It plugs in, right? And then what's great about this, and folks, if you do shaving and whatever, you shave the beards and whatnot, this is great even for your head because this is magnetic. So you can take this off.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then you can wash it, whatever. And then see what. You put it right back in, boom.
Click. No fuss, no muss.
Yeah, you don't have to like clip anything. You don't have to make sure it's clipped on. It's gone. It's done.
Yeah, it's articulate pretty easily.
Yeah, and then you just turn it on, and it kind of like sets itself when you turn it on. Yeah, and you hear that click, so it does it. Yeah,
very satisfying.
So, I don't really know the name of the brand, to be honest. So anybody that does make these, talk to me. You know, I love this stuff. This is awesome. It does it in like maybe less than a minute.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's not like,
yeah,
you just go like this, up and around, boom, 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 and then just feel around. And if you feel like you have something, you know, still there, you just go back a little bit more and it's done. Gone.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
I should try that on myself sometime. But I'm so reluctant to shave my head completely off because I don't think it's going to look good. It looks great on you, but that's also how I've known you this whole time. So
yeah, well, no, there's certain times I had a mohawk at one point.
Oh yeah, I do remember seeing that. Yeah,
yeah, because because when I lived in Pennsylvania, I shaved my head up. All right, here's the story about it. So I had longer hair. I had hair down to here. So then I shaved underneath, you know, around here, and then I would put in the ponytail. You know, so then when I go to work, you know, I don't have it like in the ponytail, but I have it in the hat, hanging out. Yeah. You know, so it's like who's that, the wrestler manager, Paul
Vince
Heyman.
McMahon. Oh.
No, Paul Heyman, like, he had like that ponytail that came out of the hat kind of thing. So I had that, and then one day I was going to meet up with my friend and his fiance at Denny's, and so I was washing my hair, and my hair was not flowing right, and it just felt dead for some reason. And then I just went, I said, fuck, you know, I went, shaved it right off. And I'm like, and I walked in there, and they're like, what happened? You know,
all the trays dropped and glass.
No, it was just like my friend and, you know, his fiance. But then when I went to work, because me and him work at the same work, and we go in there, and I walk in, and everybody else that knows, you know, me, and they're like, you shaved your whole head? And then, because there's a girl we call that, like, her husband is in a motorcycle gang, and she's part of, like, a motorcycle gang, and they were trying to get me to go, but I don't have a motorcycle. And he's like, oh, it doesn't matter. You don't need a motorcycle to be in the motorcycle. I'm like, really?
Don't,
I thought you
I
did.
I think that that's kind of part of the requirement.
Yeah, but, you know, the Hell's Angels, they didn't go and say, listen, I got a convertible. How about that? You know?
I got myself a mountain bike. It's got really big tires. Okay, come on.
But, here, you know, they're
a jacket on that says Hex Angels.
Yeah, but we call it they're I mean, it's not like a motorcycle gang they have. It's more like association, I guess. Like, that's what they call it nowadays. They don't call it, like, gangs.
Yeah.
But
gang
you do
that
have
connotation, like people who take Theraflu. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. We call it how, but they're like, and then she would go, like, when I had a longer hair, she would go and braid my hair, doing the whole thing. And then the one guy that's like in charge, he's like, well, why don't you just shave it? Bald is beautiful, you know. And he would say this with three missing fingers. And I'm like, did you use the shaving razor on your fingers? And
yeah, did you have a fight with your razor, and did you lose?
So he has, wait, I'm trying to figure out how it goes. He, like, this hand, he had like maybe two of these fingers and a thumb, right? So he had like
so he was doing this all the time.
Yeah, like this all the time. But then all of a sudden he had like this one and this one or something like that. So when he was sitting there, he's like, you know, like this. And I'm like, is he giving me a fucking finger? And that's all he had. That's all he had. So we always have our meeting. You know, we always have our meeting. And one of the guys, because the way that people look, and like again, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but there's three of the guys from that company, and I was part of a subdivision company working within that company. And so we had this one guy that has like Tourette's, you know, and then another guy that looked like Wyatt Earp, you know, with the handlebar mustache thing that goes all the way down. He wears a hat. He's like very slender looking. He looked like the Undertaker,
like Sam Elliott kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he looked like the Undertaker part with like all black, and he's just very slender, you know. And then you got this guy with like no fingers, you know. So then the two guys were like,
sounds like a joke that you're setting up here. Guy with no fingers and Sam Elliott lookalike walk into a bar
with a Tourette syndrome going on, you know. And so then, but we're sitting there, it's like, hey, where's so and so? Well, he is in the hospital. And then we're all just joking, like, oh, what? Did he cut another finger? Yeah.
I stick finger in your mouth?
Oh, shit.
And then we're like, okay, meeting over. You know?
Don't you love it when a freaking joke backfires, though?
Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
I love it when a plan comes together.
failed successfully.
Missing fingers. Writing this down. Missing fingers.
That reminds me, missing fingers. I don't know why this reminds me, but it totally does. So every year, my family and I, we get together and we get together at my mom and stepdad's house, and you know, we do Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And normally we'll play like a bunch of games, and lately it's been Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of my favorite moments, I forget how many years ago it was, but one of my nephews, he gets one of the cards, and it says, the card that was laid down was, this makes grandma, what is it? This makes grandma giggle uncontrollably, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so that's the card that he has laid down that everybody has to answer. So he picks up all the cards that everybody has responded with. And the one that he had the most trouble with, the one he completely just went flush, like all the blood drained from his face, and he looked over at his mom, my sister, and said, and just kind of looked at her like, can I say this? And she says, go ahead. What makes my grandmother giggle uncontrollably? Dick fingers.
I have always wanted to play that game, you know, but my girlfriend's like, no, it's too judgmental. And I'm like,
I don't think it's judgmental at all. Well, no, I mean,
it wasn't judgmental. I mean, it was something, because she didn't like the fact that you're picking.
It's raunchy. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But the thing is, like, you can't show favoritism in it because you don't know who gave you what.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have like two other people or a plus, you know, just playing one person. But but even in a group, though, I mean, you turn away or you cover your eyes, and then they all lay their cards down, and maybe somebody shuffles it all for you. And then when you pick them back up, no one's the wiser. And the thing is, like, to me, it's like, know your audience. Know who it is that's reading that card.
Well, they're always playing towards that person that's the judge.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's the thing of it.
Yeah. That's the gist of it all.
You do your best to know the person that you're trying to get a laugh out of, but my God, that was just one of my favorite moments.
What I like to do if I haven't done it yet, but I've seen people on different YouTube channels when they play Cards Against Humanity, they'll have four people, and they'll have like a fifth, but the fifth one would be like a character or whatever, you know, just grab like a Funko Pop, you know.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, the Ultimate Warrior Funko Pop, and he's like that, and it's like, oh, we're gonna pick a card for the warrior, so we'll like a card out of nowhere, so everybody puts their card in. It's like, oh, we're going to put this random card in this one. And then it's like, oh, well, I like this one. Who is this? And nobody says anything.
A random generator.
Yeah. And it's and it's Ultimate Warrior. It's like, Ultimate Warrior wins one. You know, he's like the dead warrior. He won it. You know,
we've done that before. It kind of takes some of the fun out of it. But at the same time, like but sometimes you get really hilarious cards out of nowhere, and everybody looks around like, who the fuck did that one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't claim it. And you know, so it's kind of funny, like everybody's like trying not to claim it. But
so did I mention about, we call it I think Easter. Well, I think I did off camera, I think I mentioned it, but there was like where my brother had he was hosting Easter, and he was doing what's that thing called? Not happy hour. The thing with the food, there's like a whole bunch of food. Mimosas are involved.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember this now. Okay.
Yeah. They were doing this whole thing, and my sister-in-law and her mom and my nephew's like 14 or 13, and they're playing Cards Against Humanity, but I think it's like kids version, so it's not you know, that crazy. Not dirty or anything, yeah, not right. dirty. Yeah. So they're playing this, and then my nephew's just like, I can't believe people are saying this. Yeah. I'm like, that's nothing compared to, you know, the ones that the older guys
version here.
Yeah, the adult version is way worse. And then, but what's funny about it, years ago, me, my brother, and his friend, and a couple of our friends, we all started playing Cards Against Humanity, which was like our first time, because I never played it, my brother never played it. And my brother was like the winner. He was like, he won every hand almost.
Just swept it, because he knew his audience. It.
Well, no, but he never played it, so it's like beginner's luck, I said to him. I'm like, beginner's luck, yeah. You know. And I told my nephew, I'm like, listen, your dad's the one that's like, you know, won every time. The very first time we played, he won every one of them. And he's like, oh, what? Dad, is it true? He goes, yeah, but ours was very, very sick. Yeah, so that's lame compared to what we had to go through.
It was probably a big shock, too, when he, you know, when he unveiled all the cards.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, we, so one of the guys on the show, on our show, on our podcast, Double D. He came over one day, and we haven't used this yet. And I really want to use this, but he read off a bunch of cards from Cards Against Humanity. It just as the answer cards, like, what was it? Well, again, it would have been like, you know, dick fingers or. Yeah. Shitting a gold brick or, you know, whatever it was, like, but those little snippets would be just hilarious, completely taken out of context as little drops. I want to put those in eventually.
Oh yeah. No, that'd be fun.
He came and read a bunch of those, and it's just his voiceover was like shouting from the mountaintop, you know.
Oh like, yeah.
Fingers. Right.
Speaking of which, we're talking about cards and all that. I got a couple here. Maybe we can play a little bit of this movie game.
Oh.
So I don't have my glasses with me, but I'm going to try my best to squint at them.
Do you have bifocals? Do you have your, you don't have your readers on?
No, they're in the kitchen, and I don't want to go all the way out there and come all the way back. I'm like, nah. I mean, no, but you can read them. It's just like there's hints. So, folks, if you probably heard this many times when I had this on air, but to reiterate, there's a two descriptions of two different movies, and you have to get both movies. If you can't get any one of the movies, then I read a clue. And then the clue will give you an idea of what it is. And if you still don't get it, then, you know, deduct points. Usually it's like a point system. So you go 20 points for like the whole thing. And if you got half, then you'll get like 10 points. And if I had to give you a clue, then we minus 10, we go like 9, 8, whatever. Yeah. And then okay. You might get points coming. Yeah. You might get points coming back where if you can say, if you can find out, we call it, or if you know what the year the movie came out, you know, which is on the card as well. So,
okay,
the guy that made it, his name is Joe Beretta. Which let me go write this down. Where's my pen? Oh, there it is.
Oh yeah, another card that just came into mind. Shitting into a bucket. Again, it's just random, stupid cards.
Oh shit. All right, let's try this first one here.
Okay.
All right. Oh, maybe not, because I can't read that word. All
right. T-H-E goes to her.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the other thing we call it. So I had a, I'll get back to that. We'll just do like one or two of these, and then I'll tell you about like one other thing about me. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse, said Hades, as he maliciously plotted to kill Zeus, above Nero to Zero prodigy.
Thinking the godfather is the first part of the clue.
Yes.
Okay. What was the second half of that
clue? The second half said Hades as he maliciously plotted to kill Zeus. But then it says buff Nero to zero to the hero. I can't even pronounce it. It's Progeny.
Progeny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Godfather of the Bride, starring Steve Martin.
That would be a good one, actually. Yeah. But
I'd love to see that. Steve Martin as the Godfather. Okay. Obviously, it's totally fucking wrong. Let's see. All right. Godfather. So we got that.
Yeah.
Can I get a what? Meaning, can I get a clue?
All right. Let's see. Oh, shit. Let's see if I can.
I'm already asking for a lifeline.
Yeah. Okay. James Woods in The Devil. That's the first. That's the clue for the second movie.
I have James Woods. James Woods has me.
In The Devil.
Oh.
Well, it's
the only movie I'm thinking of is The Hard Way, but that's probably
no. But it's Hades is part of Hades and Zeus. So, yeah. What kind of show would have Hades and Zeus?
Anything on the Disney Channel?
No, pretty much. I mean, it well, it's a
Taylor
cartoon.
Swift is demonic, apparently. That's what people are saying now.
It is a cartoon.
Let's see.
He has a son.
Is it a movie cartoon or is it a cartoon?
They made a series in the late 80s, early 90s. There was a spinoff of a woman warrior. You know, but she came from the previous show series.
I'm fucking terrible at this game.
The actor's last name is Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo, okay.
And what he played that made him famous.
It was on one of those syndicated TV shows, I'm pretty sure about that.
About Zeus and Hades. But he was called
Princess Warrior.
But before that.
Oh.
Kevin Sorbo was somebody in the series before Xena.
The Twitter Warrior.
No.
Apparently that's
Hercules.
What he's doing now.
Hercules.
Hercules, or his Achilles, for that matter.
So it was
the Godfather Achilles.
Yep, that's what it was.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wow. Okay. Holy shit. That was. How much time did that take off of our?
probably
just
like
edit that down with all the silence. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the crickets.
We'll put those in post.
Oh, okay. I think you can get this one. Tom Hanks and his weird hair returns to track the Illuminati and their monstrous underground energy scheme that harvests the terrified screams of our youth.
The Money Pit? No, I don't think it's Money Pit.
No, he tracks the Illuminati. What movie had the Illuminati?
Illuminati! Oh, fuck. I can picture it, too. It's not National Treasure, because that's Nick Cage.
Yeah.
But it's along those same lines, I think.
Well, Nick Cage with that thing was a more an adventure thing. This one's more
Da Vinci Code.
Biblical. Yeah, but there's an old movie. He did a second one. It's not Da Vinci Code, but it's a second one.
Angels and Demons?
Yes.
Okay.
Now
that's one of them. All right.
Yeah, you got that one. You got the first one.
Well, thank God, because this
and then the second one is monstrous underground energy scheme that harvests the terrified screams of our youth. Now again, it's a cartoon.
Oh, I was thinking Children of the Corn for some reason, but that's not.
No. What you know, there's voices of famous actors in this movie. Well, not so much famous actors, but
I'm trying to think of where ONS or yeah, DEMONS fits in to start a new word.
If that's it does start a new word. Yeah, so the last word is demons, right?
Okay.
What comes to mind about demons? What kind of things are they? Demons. For little kids, they are what?
Underneath the bed.
Yeah, but you know what does the parents say? It's like, oh, there's a something underneath the bed.
Dungeons and Dragons. No, that's not it. Demons and monsters. Demons. Oh, that's what it is. Demons and monsters.
It's
demonstratism. Demonster Mash?
No, it's Monster Inc.
Oh.
So Angels and Demonsters Inc.
This is good. This is tough.
It's tough.
Or maybe I'm just an idiot. I don't know. I mean,
it's like,
if you've ever listened to our show, There's a Better Podcast, you know I'm an idiot. So it's kind of.
No, it's like you and the three, and I mentioned this before, folks, that we could. There's a Better Podcast, like, hilarious. If you want to go and listen to, like, three people, like, ramble, but it's more... They're,
that's a good selling point. Three people rambling for an hour.
No, but, I mean, it's a... there's a method to their madness, though.
We do have topics that we cover, or at least...
Yeah, there is topics. I love their word, the word of the day kind of thing. I love that. Because I've always wanted to try to find that word thing. You know, what is that called? The wormhole. The
word hole. Yeah. Yeah, word hole. Yep.
And they always get, it's like, dilapidated. Yeah. Or something like that. They throw a word out there. And then they, you know, they give the description. And it's like, oh, I feel this and this.
And we try and use it throughout the episode. But the one that we haven't done yet that I'm really disappointed in is we have not done anti-disestablishmentarianism, but I think that would pretty much fill up the entire episode.
Oh wait, what's the other thing that? imagine your thing we call it came out and says space dunk.
Space dunk, yes. So that actually goes back to episode. I think it was episode 27. When D'Lo had
the conspiracy,
the conspiracy about Oreos and how there was a lot more space in the bag of Oreos,
mm-hmm.
especially the family size, or not the family size, but
the double stuff
might have been the family size, but the double stuff,
yeah.
I think there were like seven or eight missing out of that package. And it's funny, I was just going through our Instagram profile earlier today because I have nothing better to do with my life. And we came across that posting of D'Lo showcasing all the space that was in that bag right after he had opened it. And so so at that point, we decided that we were going to make it our, not necessarily a plan to right the wrongs of what Oreo did to us and everybody else, but sizeflation, I think, is what they call that. And they probably started making the bags a bit smaller. But you and I had a conversation about different flavors, because I was thinking, like, we should try different flavors on the show. And there was one of them that I came across, and actually, the bag is upstairs. Do you got a second? Can I go grab it?
Yep.
Okay. Let me go grab it.
I got to look for the flavors myself on this, so I got to look for the flavors. So, folks, this is what we're doing. You know, I'm looking for the flavors. He's going to hightail it up the stairs and try not to break his neck. If we hear a snap and a boom boom and a bing bing coming down the stairs, that's probably him falling down the stairs. But no, here he is.
I find the older I get, the less fast I can be going downstairs.
I just mentioned, I'm like, if you hear a snap and a boom boom and a lamp and a thing we call it, like, that's him just breaking his neck.
Pretty much. So there was one of them. So you and I, we had a text thread going on about, like, different Oreos to try. And one of them was, I thought it was banana, but you corrected me. It was lemon.
Yeah.
There's another one that was, what was it, birthday cake, I think you said.
Yeah, there was birthday cake. I'm trying to look for the list. I know I have the list in here somewhere.
But keep on going.
I'll find it.
This one came out by surprise, and I don't think this was on the list.
No, it did not. No.
Oreo Space Dunk. Dun, da, da, da. It's actually pretty cool. It's two different flavors going on, as you can see here. Sorry, I can't seem to get it in the hello. Focus, bitch. That's what happens when you have a Mac M2. Not the greatest. I love my Mac, don't get me wrong. But anyway, so yeah, it's two different flavors, but there's a little extra special inside. And I highly recommend it because it's a nostalgic trip in your mouth every time.
That's what
I can't
said.
Tell you what it is. Wait, why is she having gross. I remember when you were 17. That's illegal. Anyway. So.
But they learned something from that teacher.
Hey, it is class time.
No, it's good.
My God. She was a straight A cup student. Wait, no, that's not what I meant.
I'm dying.
But this has something very special in it. I can't tell you what it is. I will just tell you that it is nostalgic with every bite, and just enjoy it. Enjoy it while you're enjoying the cookie, because it's something special.
Yeah.
I found the
different flavors. So
golden
double stuff. Now what's funny about
golden
it because
showers
when
showers double stuffed.
Okay. That's right. That's going to be one of the flavors now, folks. Yeah, it's going to be. I actually have a shirt that says "Golden Showers" and it has like the Betty White and everybody from the Golden Girls taking a shower. And a lot of people took it the wrong way. Yeah. and got weirded out. They're like, oh no.
Wait,
like,
what was the show that followed? What was the show that followed the Golden Girls? Empty Nest? Okay. Golden Girl showers bring empty nest flowers. That makes
there
perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. Especially that big ass dog in there too. So when D'Lo, now I was listening to this episode, and he was going on about the conspiracy of the Oreo double stuff.
Yeah.
My pitiful brain has gone into the thing where I'm like, you know what? I need to see about this conspiracy. And I said to my girlfriend, I'm like, listen, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to get some Oreo double stuff. She goes, Wow. Okay, fine. And then she was with it, and all of a sudden I got the other. I was like, no, it's a. I'm doing a an investigation. Mm-hmm. And she goes, of what? It's like, and I told her the story about D'Lo and all that. And she goes, okay, let's. And she's like, you ready? And I was gonna do a video thing too, and I did like the GoPro, which is right here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I did like a GoPro thing, but it didn't work out right. But she was like, okay. And I'm like, okay, go. And then all of a sudden she goes, I'm peeling back the thing. And then she looks and she goes, we're missing two. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, you know? So you were short as well.
Yeah, okay. It was short like two, you know. But we tried everything else.
Neighbor, knock on their door and be like, where the fuck is this one and two? I want one and two, damn it.
So there is golden double stuff, lemon that we talked about, chocolate, tiramisu, Finn's, dark chocolate, chocolate peanut butter pie. Love that one. I always get that one.
That sounds amazing. We should have that along with our peanut butter whiskey. Just ramp up the peanut butter.
Listen, I'll have this while you have the dunk, or actually I'll trade you. Like they do in high school, you know. I'll trade you, you know, like I'll trade you the chocolate peanut butter pie for the Oreo space dunk.
All right, but you're not touching my Lunchables, God damn it! Because that Capri Sun, that is worth millions to kids. That little Capri Sun.
Oh, I can't have the Capri Sun. You can have the Lunchables.
It's part of the Lunchables. I'm not giving that up. No way.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I'll give you the Oreos, though. That's fine. That's fair. That's fair.
Mega stuff, kind of like Spaceballs, Mega Maid. Yeah,
that was my nickname in college.
Mega Maid, or Spaceballs.
No comment, Your Honor. No.
What's funny about it that you said that? There's a bar that I used to go to. My friend Pat, he worked at this one bar, and the guy that owns it. He owns it, but I walk in for some fucking reason. He sees me walking in going, all rise, you know, and then people would sit up and I'm like, what the fuck? And the bartender friend's looking at me like, what the fuck is this about? Like, I don't know. I never met the fucking guy. And then every weekend, like every Friday, I walk in there, all rise. And this guy that's like, the second bartender, you know, he was like, this is like the best thing I ever fucking heard. So then one New Year's, or not, I mean, the like, it was New Year's, like months after, and I, you know, I was talking to the guy. He's like, yeah, take it easy, see you next year, blah blah blah. And his wife's like, oh, take it easy, everybody, you know, happy New Year. The following day, New Year's Day, or New Year's night, no, not New Year's Day, I mean, well, whatever, the next day of New Year's, I go to the bar, which is like a Saturday, I think it was. Okay. And everybody is long face and sad. I'm like, it's New Year's Day night. You know, what's going on? It's like the guy that called you all rise passed away, you know, on New Year's Eve or like New Year's night. I'm like, he looked fine when he was like leaving. He was all happy. He had his whiskey. You know, he had his whiskey. So I was like, what the fuck?
All lower, 6 feet under. All right. too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, too soon. Birthday cake was another one, and mint. Ugh. So
I hate mint. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go. There's old man yells at cloud. Here it goes. I seriously like do not like mint. I talk about this on the show. I talk about this in real life too, because I mean it's. The show is real life, so, but I can't. I will make an exception in like less than a handful of things, but I can't stand mint in my food. I can't stand mint in my drinks. I just can't stand mint in anything that's edible. The reason being is
on your pillow.
You want mint for pillow? You want me to jerk you off?
I was going to say, my brother-in-law did that to me one time, but I'm not saying about the jerk-off part. No, but he didn't do that. No. I was me
well,
and
he's
my
not much of a friend, is he?
No, because me and my wife, we went to we her brother was gonna get is getting married, though. He wanted to get married in Italy. Him and his wife wanted to get married in Italy. So we all okay. put he said that don't worry about where you're gonna stay because we got everything set up for staying. If you can get the plane tickets to go to Italy, that is fine. You pay for the plane tickets. We got a place you can stay at, like a villa or whatever that we're going to do. So every night I was not sober at all. I'm like, because the year before, me and my
That's
wife.
That's a passion project, really.
Yeah. Well, no, me and my wife went to Ireland for our honeymoon, and I couldn't drink anything because I was driving the rental car around. So she wanted me to be, you know, not drinking. I'm like, we're in Ireland. I have to drink something. And she's like, I'm like, all right, fine.
So wait, you didn't even get a pass to have like one Guinness while you were there? Because I mean,
I'm not really a Guinness drinker. I'm like, that's why I don't really do Guinness. But yeah,
it's different over there. But I guess you could do what's the other one? It's is it Glenlivet?
Yeah, or something like that. But I didn't mind because like I said, my wife had brain cancer, and we're just there to have a great time. And I was like, you know, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, but, you don't really need drinking in that.
Yeah. You know, so then we were just like, then the next, the following year, my brother-in-law wanted to get married in Italy. So we're like, you know, let's max out their credit cards and get the plane ticket. Went over there. That was it. And I started drinking. And then they were like, Andre, you want to do the, you know, you want to drive the thing? I'm like, no, I did that in Ireland. I didn't get the drink. I am drinking this whole fucking week. And I did.
And plan. I like that.
It was a major fucking plan, but I'm gonna tell you something that what you should not do when you're in Italy at the airport. There is these
stand you know, like up on you, a table and yell, "That's a spicy meatball." No, you probably
no. If you go to one of those areas of they sell stuff on the streets, you know, like the not drugs. But they sell stuff like the you know like you buy like hats or shirts or whatever you know
they're kind of like a bazaar type
yeah
of thing.
Yeah bazaar that's it yeah. Okay. So I got this hat at a bazaar you know and it was cool it was green you know it was like you know cool looking and I wore it to going to the airport we were at Rome and then. We were going to the airport. So I had this hat on. And when you have like luggage and the luggage is so heavy, you have to bring it to a certain area to pay for the extra luggage baggage. Okay. You know. Gotcha. So me and my brother-in-law went over there. We brought it over and got it all done. And we're coming back. The military police for Italy was in there with the AK-47s and everything else. I had an AK-47 pointed at me at my chest saying passport, 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 passport. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then my brother-in-law was like, only you would go and have some, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. And I'm shitting a brick. I'm like, then I found out.
Did you have your passport in your bag or something?
No. It's the hat. It's the hat I wore. The hat was representation of the rebel army they were fighting against.
Oh.
So I had a hat that represented the rebel that they were going after.
Yeah.
And they thought I was part of that rebel movement. And I was like, and then it was
you
all done.
Have
I
known up. That though. You would not.
I
have
didn't
known
know
that.
It. Yeah, but they didn't know it, but they didn't understand it. And now I'm like, I'm American. Look, and I showed the passport. He showed the passport. Yeah. And then we walked back, and there's my wife, and there's his girlfriend, and like the family. And everybody was like, well, Andre did it again. He somehow got the military police, you know, to fucking incarcerate us. You know, and they're like, wait, what?
Sounds like it's becoming a tradition.
Yeah, it's like, Andre did this. I'm like, listen, just because I try to go and drink and drive on the wrong side of the road just so I can drive to fucking Ireland, you know, doesn't mean. But then my wife was like, no, don't do that. No. But then apparently when I drove in Ireland, She's like, you drive a lot better in Ireland than you do on Long Island. And I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. Yeah.
It is fucked up. Okay, so what's the difference between Ireland versus Long Island then? Is it just because there's a G that you have to hit that's not in Ireland?
No, it's Ireland.
What if it was Long Island?
No, but I think you drive it on the wrong side of the road. For some reason, I thought I was going to have a problem with it, and I didn't have a problem with it. It was just like, because you go like here's the dotted line, right?
Yeah.
And then you're on this side instead of going this way, you know, so you're going this way and the other person's going this way, and you have to go, you know, and I'm for some reason I got it down like nothing, and I was like, okay, you know. And that's why I think she wanted me to drive like the whole time, you know. So we went from, like, in Ireland, you go to bed and breakfast, and there's these vouchers. So each voucher would commemorate one day. So it's like you're paying for the day, but you already paid it already. You just give them the voucher for that day. And it's like, oh, here's the voucher. Okay, no problem. There you go. Sign this. Boom. See you later. Then you go on to the next town. Then you go to the next town. And then that one. So we went from Killarney all the way to Belfast.
Okay.
So we would go all the way down to Belfast, and then we were going to take the plane and go back. So
I'm not very well versed in that area. So
I'm just saying that it's very, very, there's a lot of land. It's a lot of farmhouses, a lot of, like, you know, and it's really nice. You know, like the Blarney Castle, the castles were awesome.
Did you kiss the Blarney Stone while you were there? Everybody's supposed to do it, I guess.
Yeah, I did it. You know, because when you go up into the castle, the walkway is very, like, narrow.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like, what's that thing when the people don't like tight spaces?
Claustrophobic?
Yeah, they had a claustrophobic. Yeah. So my wife was, like, claustrophobic, and she didn't want to go up there. You know, because of the whole fact that it's so, you know, right there, you have to go, like, you know, get in there. I'm like, whatever, you know, I'll go up there and, you know, just hang out down there and don't like that. And then they put you, like, upside down.
Positioning is, yeah, I've seen that. Like, the positioning, you have to lay on your back, and it's, like, on the other side of this wall or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much like when you go like this, it's, here's the stone, and then you have to, like, try to kiss it somewhat, you know? And I was like, it was a very intense moment, you know? And then there's a guy just, like, there, just making sure you don't fall through that hole, you know?
Yeah.
So they're there just the... And I think that was the other thing that she didn't like about it, was that, you know, there's this big-ass fucking hole. And
Like, so, how big of a drop-off is that on the other side? I'm curious about that. I don't know the other side.
Like, say this is the castle itself. Okay, so here's the
liquid.
No, it's iced tea. Liquid iced tea in magma. It's iced tea in Poland. But, we're not supposed to show that. Sorry. But
no free rides, right?
Yeah, no free rides here. But like, say you're coming out of here and then you do the water stuff, so it's like that much of a drop. So that's looking at maybe 150 feet drop.
Okay.
It's a pretty you can be Danny DeVito in seconds. You know.
Do you get free subs out of it if you do?
You're just going, you poink, you know, and then there's Rhea Perlman just ready to help you, you know.
Like, I think he's proposing to her, like, it's either me or nobody. Okay.
Have fun storming the castle. Oh, shit. I just walked my
Look out. It's dangerous.
Anyway, so what that's like my little story of, you know, Ireland and Italy. And the whole thing about the mints that came about, because we were sleeping, I'm passed out drunk, and like the morning, all of a sudden I hear, hello, housekeeping, mint for pillow, you know, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? And she goes, She's like, that's my younger brother. I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was having a fucking migraine or something. I don't know.
So does he really want to jerk me off? I can't.
No. He's, but what's funny about his girlfriend was like, she's like 4'11", like 85 pounds, and she's 20 something years old. And she was drinking like maybe 4 glasses or 5 glasses of wine. Which is way much than what she would actually fucking do.
That's a lot for a small person.
Yeah. Because we had the wine tasting like that night. And so we just started and she had like the 4 glasses, fucking passed out in like a little like lounge couch area. So my brother-in-law, the one that's getting married, you know, he's like, let's play a joke on her. And I'm like, all right, I'm good with playing jokes. What do we want to do? It's like, let's tell her that it's 6 a.m. and that she slept all night, you know? And so I'm like, all right. And then even her boyfriend, which is my brother-in-law, we call he goes, this is going to be crazy because she curses like crazy. I'm like, what do you mean she curses? I'm like, and she never cursed before. So then we did we're about to find out. And then we woke her up. It's like, come on. It's 6 a.m. She goes, what the fuck are you talking about? I didn't even fucking drink yet, you motherfuckers. And just kept on going on and on and on. And so then she's coming down the stairs. Everybody else is drinking the wine and everything. I was doing the wine tasting. And it's still fucking light outside, but it's the afternoon. And all of a sudden, she's like, these motherfuckers, they didn't wake me up. You know, fucking shit. And they're like,
missed everything then.
Yeah, she thought she missed everything. God. And then the family did not know about what we just did. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's only 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, we just started the thing. You have 4 glasses and you passed out. And she goes, fucking sons of bitches. And the whole time, my brother-in-law had it all on videotape.
Oh, man.
All on videotape. There was another crazy moment. Now, there's two villas. One's like, I'm going to say 1,200 years old. And then there's like an old cathedral villa, which is like 1,800 years old. And they had us like, we were staying up on the hill part of it. And there's like the elevators that were staying down by the cathedral one. And they had like all these different rooms. And there is a restaurant run by this guy named Francesco. Awesome fucking guy. If you want to know anything about Italy and where to go and what to use, like buses, taxis, whatever, he's the guy to fucking tell you.
Look for a guy named Francesco in a...
Yeah, Francesco. And he has his own little villa, like restaurant, you know. And we woke up, we had eggs, bacon, you know, at the whole like Italian kind of like thing, but then you had limoncello to go with your food, you know. So we're starting out with alcohol in the morning.
Did you say limoncello? Like
limoncello, limoncello.
Cello, what's that?
It's like a liqueur
kind of thing.
It's a lemon liqueur, but it's very potent with like alcohol flavors kind of in it. So it's like you're waking, you're awake, but then you're having breakfast, but you're drinking alcohol while you're having breakfast, you know. And it's kind of like strange, but that's how they do it. Yeah.
Okay.
And
get behind that. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, so we had the when somebody gets married, they always have like a party, like a dinner, the rehearsal dinner. So we had a rehearsal dinner and we kept on eating and everything else and drinking. And we stand outside and we're just like, you know, just like you would do in Italy. You just stand outside and just making friends everywhere, you know, in the courtyard and everything. And my wife comes back because she went to the villa down below to see her aunt and everybody else. And they were talking to her, my father-in-law, because he's like, oh, how is it? Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's everything good. There's a 100-year-old chair that was in this villa. And my wife's aunt wanted to fix the curtain. So she gets on this chair.
Oh, no.
Goes to splinters. Like, it just shatters. And like typical Italian, she tosses it in the closet. So after we had the wedding at like, you know, like one of the justices of the peace and all that, and then we come back to the villa, we had the wedding dinner and or lunch or whatever, and we go and see them down at the thing, and it's like, you know, my wife's aunt goes, Andre, come here. You know, the chair that we broke, it's in that closet. And then she's like, oh, and this is this, and this is this, and she's given like the whole, you know, thing. But then it's like, well, that's
the chair was like, that yeah. was the creme de la creme of
we get back instruments. We get back from Italy, and not maybe a week later, you know, my brother-in-law has like all the video footage, all the stuff that happened, and he goes, So I got a question for everybody here. I want an answer. And I'm like, okay, well, what's wrong? He's like,
okay,
who broke the $1,500 chair in the villa?
$1,500.
And all of a sudden we're like, and then we all threw underneath the bus. We're like, your aunt. Yeah.
No. Well, I mean,
he goes, what? It's like, it was in the closet too. You know, she showed us. It was in the closet. It's like a dead body. It was just sitting there. You know, it was it. You know, I told her to put it out in the field so they won't know. You know, but she didn't do it. Yeah. You know? But it was the funniest shit. But let's stop for right now because, you know, we're going to go on for a different one probably, like, you know, another time where you're free. Because I gotta get some sleep because I work today and I need to take a nap. But
sleep is overrated, man.
Huh? Yeah, I know. But I mean, I'm gonna be working like 5 days. I'm gonna be working 7 days. You know, all this week and the weekend. So I'm gonna be I'm gonna be jet lagged.
Cash out. Yeah.
Yeah, but
back tomorrow,
Tony. Thank you for showing up and being part of the show once again.
Thank you for having me. And I'm glad we got a chance to do this. Yeah. So pulling the curtain back, we tried this last night and it just completely.
Yeah.
Technology is great when it works. And
that's why we're two old guys that's shouting at the fucking iCloud.
That fucking cloud. Why doesn't the cloud work?
Ray, so folks, if you ever see, you know what, we're just going to go over the list here that we had from last night. So I wrote down. So we did last night. We did talk about Betty White, John Cena. You know, we talked about Broken Lizard. You know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Diabetes, the Fist of Clouds, a Fist to the Clouds. That's what we're talking about. Old Man with the Fist and Clouds. There was a Santa Claus. There was actually not a Santa Claus, but there was a security guard
my used to work with. Yeah,
a security guard that I work that was at my work, and I thought it was Santa Claus with tattoos, and basically it looked like Santa Claus with tattoos. So that was that.
What if he did his own? What if he did his own podcast? Would that be called Tattoo Claus Podcast?
Probably. Taddy Claws, you know. Taddy Claws.
I like that.
Like Taddy Claws, you know, like Daddy Claws, you know. Then we, you know, there's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, but yeah, we went off of that for horror movies.
Yeah, it was for the horror movies. So if you haven't seen Thanksgiving, it's a great flick. I recommend it. And also, Violent Night is a great flick as well. Also, we talked about how they were going to do, well, they got Beetlejuice coming out in September. Yeah. So it's going to be Beetlejuice. And then we talked about Howard the Duck, where you talked about Howard the Duck about.
Because that's my favorite scary movie because it takes place in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes. But they might be doing a remake of Howard the Duck, but I think if they're going to do a more graphic novel wise, I think it might be a little bit better. Oh, I mean, but I like Howard the Duck. You know, I like the
original
movie.
Too. Yeah. But okay. If a graphic novel, that approach, that might be interesting to see. I
yeah. And then Big Trouble in Little China. This is the reason why, because me and my girlfriend were I was watching Big Trouble in Little China. She caught the tail end of it, and then we were watching Howard the Duck because I was like being nostalgic. And
you should be nostalgic eating your space dunk Oreos. That's just one more level of nostalgia.
If my fucking store has them, they don't have every fucking thing. Yep.
It's not
even
my problem.
Even the Pringles have different flavors.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing that you might have to go in and try to look out for.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Pringles okay. has a lot Pringles of different Oreos. You did Pringles.
What if we did, but we didn't do them all. So
No, but there is some crazy flavors
Oreo
like
Pringle sandwiches. That was what we're doing. That's what we're gonna do.
There is an Oreo flavored Pringle though.
No.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, you're blowing my mind, man. You're blowing
just
my mind.
Check go on YouTube, folks. Now you check this out too. Go on YouTube. Now there's a group called Smosh or Smosh Games, but the specific show that is on, it's called Put It In My Mouth.
Okay, just put the whole thing in your mouth. Just like stick the whole thing like deep in your mouth.
Alright. Now it's like this geeky, like skinny kid that they just throw all these different foods at him, and it's either disgusting or it's the greatest food ever, but he's very picky about foods. So he has a guest on, I forget, her last name is Badu, I think it is, or not Badu, I forgot what the name is, but they blindfold it and they give them Pringles, and they got to see from the taste test of the Pringles what the flavor is. And they brought everything from honey mustard, hamburger.
I see that. Yeah. Smosh Pit, Smosh Pit. Put it in my mouth. Season one. They've got stinky fruit. They've got epic cheese challenge. Eating bugs.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving stuff. Kangaroo.
Kangaroo burgers. Yeah.
Hot snow cones. I don't know what that's all about, but Mother's Day.
Hot
that's
sauce. Cool. Hot sauce with snow cones.
Oh. So like you, hot ones equals or hot ones meets snow cones.
Yeah, oh, pretty much. I mean, it's like the hot thing. But look for Pringles on there. Oh, and right. then you'll see the different flavors they have.
There it is. The Pringles Challenge. Oh my goodness yeah. gracious me. All right. I'll check that out in a minute.
But we call on your leisure.
Just 24 minutes. That's all. Just 24
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just do it in your leisure, and that's it. Yeah.
No, I'm going to do it right now.
No, don't do it right now, because we're going to be leaving soon. So. And we're going to see if this episode is going to be a very, going to be, what's the word that it didn't do?
Converted?
Converted, yes.
I hope so.
Like the nuns in the church, okay. They didn't convert.
Yes. They didn't convert.
They did convert, but they just didn't want to convert.
Nuns are hot. You don't know that because
you don't know until they take the veil off.
Right, that's right. It's a veil of secrecy.
Yes, the veil of Satan. No,
the touch, the veil of Satan. Just kidding.
And also, do not have the candy, the toe of Satan. I've heard. No, if you're talking about hot stuff, yeah. Toe of Satan.
That's a hot sauce.
It's a candy. It's a hot candy. So the thing is, what they want you to do is, you get this thing. It's like a lollipop, you know. Okay. But it's a foot. It's a big toe, you know. And it's called Toe of Satan. And it says that if you keep it in your mouth, and if you can have it in your mouth for like 5 minutes from the excessive burning of your mouth, then you are like a god or something.
Yeah.
But okay. Usually they don't last.
Ivern.com is the place where you can find it. The Toe of Satan. Yeah, it's possibly the hottest candy on the planet. Cinnamon flavor lollipop has been spawned from a devastating 9 million SHU hellfire. SHU, that's
the Schofield.
Schofield. Yeah. Okay. And the rules are, let's see if I can get that here. Da, 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 da. Of course, my internet is not. Oh, there we go. The toe of Satan must be kept in your mouth for 5 full minutes. No biting, no chewing, no drooling, no spitting. And the toe of Satan must not be removed from your mouth until, or not removed during the 5 minute challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I kind of want to try it, but I'm such a fucking wuss that I probably wouldn't make it.
Tony, I would do this. If you are going to do it, I would put vacation time in. because you're not going to be able to go to work just, the next fucking
just
day.
Just book a whole weekend then is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Either or you do the weekend or do a whole week because either your mouth is going to be sore or your butt is going to be sore from shitting. This whole toe is going to come out of your butthole.
What if I glued my balls to my butthole though?
Then that we call it that wormhole is going to say Satan hole.
Did you watch that thing I sent you yesterday? And I know we got to go here, but
No, I haven't yet because I got pissed off that we called the thing didn't work out. But I'm gonna look at it before I go to bed because I got to take my insulin and all that shit. So.
Okay. Obscurest vinyl is what we're talking about. And
yeah,
it's a thing on YouTube. It's a thing. They actually have stuff on Spotify and Apple Music, and it's AI songs, like written in AI and then also performed with AI. But they're so fucking hilarious. Probably one of the best ones, and I sent both of these to you.
Yeah.
Is my arms are just fucking stuck like this. And it's like a 1960s Motown style song. And it's just got this woman whose arms are like back behind her body. And she's like, my arms are fucking stuck like this. This ain't normal. Fuck. Am I gonna die? I gotta walk like a douche for the rest of my life. Check it out. That's fucking hilarious. That and again, I glued my balls to my butthole. So many good ones.
You can unscathe it with this.
Oh, God. Yes. I think just a little scrub.
Yeah, you can unscathe your butthole and just make a little tear.
Make another butthole, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, put like the pincer movement, they call it. All right, folks. Like
the anti-jaws of life.
Yes. So, folks, go follow. Where they can follow?
We are so. Yeah, we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter, formerly known as X. And also, where else are we? Gosh, I don't know. We're on Spotify podcasts. We're on Apple podcasts. I think we're on Google podcasts. I don't know if they're still doing that. Amazon podcasts. I think they're still doing that.
Yeah.
Let's see. A couple other places, I'm sure. And yeah, just search for There Is a Better Podcast. You'll see a nice little blue looking logo. And that's where we are. A lot of episodes that are just full of goofy bullshit. I recommend episode 27, The Curse of the Catfish. That's a good one. Mm. We had a guest on episode 26 before that from the Stephen Kyle podcast, appropriately named because the guests were Stephen Kyle. We don't normally do guests, but when we do, we don't do the interview thing. I strictly took a position on that to say don't do the interview thing because everybody does interviews. But the thing I wanted to do was just be part of the show. And
yeah.
I want you to be part of our show too, if we get another episode going, of course.
Oh yeah.
We took some time off. I think we took a week off in 2023, and that was the week between May something or other to December, and yeah. That was a very long week. And then we came back about a month ago and did our first show of season 4, which that one starts out with an ode, if you will, or I like doing parodies myself. So I write them as best as I can. And this one is to Grease's You're the One That I Want. So that's how it starts for this episode or for this new season. I think it's called New Season, New Table, Same Stupidity.
Oh, okay. All right, folks. And, you know, just look me at Linktree, linktr.ee/tattoosquidpodcast. You find all the links in there. And also, if you're watching the video, go down to the description, or you check the description right down there. Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, hit the thumbs up if you want to hear more or see more.
It's too bad that YouTube can't do a middle fingers up. Hit those up, you know, like.
You know, they might be able to.
And you got middle fingers up.
Or just
those
have
up a if you don't like it.
Or for every YouTube, like the YouTube channel that you have, like say for mine, it's like Tattoo Squid, and you just click the thing, you know, you just click on the face of the squid, and then it pops up and it goes.
Well, there you go. I like that.
So, but you go there. But then if you go to listen to anything on Spotify, you know, leave a comment, like, rate it, share it, use it as a toilet paper. I don't know. you know, whatever comes first. Whatever. But we're going to get going. We have to think of a title for our side project. But that's going to be another thing down the line.
That'll be another episode.
Yeah, that'll be a different episode. And, you know, once we get everything situated and finalized and dot the T's and cross the T's, dot the I's.
Dot the lowercase J's. Yep.
Yep. And make the holes a little bit bigger. not in that way. Yeah. 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 It's like, oh, God. Yeah. That's why I need like one of those things going like, okay, take it, man.
The giant.
Yeah, I know. I got him over here, so he can probably do that. All right, folks.
You need take to make him animatronic to scare all the kids away. That's. Yeah, for Halloween.
Oh, well, I've done that anyway with him. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyway, let's all have a good time. It's a Sunday.
Cinco de Mayo. Don't do shots of mayonnaise. Do not do shots of mayonnaise.
Do shots of Satan if you could. But, you're gonna see Satan if you do that. Yeah.
Satan,
you're gonna be praying for the mayo.
It's only $7.50. It's totally worth it.
Yeah. All right. So take it easy. I'm gonna shut this, and then everything should be fine right now. And then when I shut up everything, it should process.
Cross. Here we go. So, all right. Thanks again. Right.
Take it easy. All right.
Thank you for your patronage.
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a Steel Cage Chutes and Ladders match at WWE Super Slam.